Connect Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An intense search for the suspect in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan. Police have released clear surveillance video of his face.
Sources say he arrived in New York November 24th on a bus that originated in Atlanta. Greyhound saying in a statement, we are fully cooperating with authorities on this active investigation. Police are investigating whether the shooter left the city on a bus after the killing.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in Seoul, South Korea. Protesters outside the National Assembly calling on President Yoon Suk-yeol to resign for his botched attempt to impose martial law. An arson attack at a synagogue in Melbourne, Australia. The Australian Prime Minister condemning the anti-Semitic attack. Police are searching for two suspects. This morning's report from the Labor Department showing the U.S. added 227,000 jobs in November. That's more than the 208,000 that analysts expected. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Protesters were arrested when they interrupted a UW Board of Regents meeting. It happened yesterday on the UW-Madison campus. At first, about 50 demonstrators were silently lining the walls of the meeting. Student groups who organized the action say they want the UW system to divest from companies they say have a financial stake in the Israel-Gaza conflict. UW-Madison police say eventually the protesters started chanting, and they arrested 19 of them, leading them out of the room. Within about 90 minutes, they had all been released. Students from both UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee were part of the demonstration, advocating for Palestine, according to the student groups who organized it. In the spring, both universities had protesters camping on campus grounds, which led to policy changes. Authorities say no citations were issued, but that could change in the future. And the Wisconsin State Capitol is now ready for the holidays.
3, 2, 1, 0.
The holiday tree at the Wisconsin State Capitol is now lit. Officials held a ceremony to flip the switch. For the second year in a row, the tree is from Rhinelander. Last year, the Burke family from Rhinelander saw that, hey, somebody right near them had their tree chosen for the state capitol. And they realized, you know what? We've got a good one, too. They reached out to the capitol's superintendent of buildings and grounds, and the rest is history. The tree is decorated with ornaments from Wisconsin students, celebrating that our state park system turns 125 years old next year.
We asked students from around the state to create ornaments that reflect what Wisconsin's natural spaces mean to them and how Wisconsin park system reflects who we are as a state and our shared history.
The state capitol has decorations for a variety of holidays. Fun fact for Seinfeld fans, there's even a Festivus pole. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers lose to the Lions. Hi from Ford Field in Detroit. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Lions kicking a last-second field goal to win 34-31. It was a back-and-forth game all night. Detroit jumping out to a 17-7 lead. But in the second half, Keyshawn Nixon intercepted a Jared Goff pass, and the Packers offense scored to take the lead. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Thought our guys did a good job coming out the second half, kind of getting the momentum by going down, scoring a touchdown, hitting the big play to Christian, then defensively getting the takeaway and converting that into points. But ultimately, I thought we just started, especially on the offensive side of the ball, too slow.
So the Packers are now 9-4, but running back Josh Jacobs, who scored 3 touchdowns, thinks they could face the Lions here in the postseason.
Yeah, we're going to see them again. We're going to see them again. That's the beauty of it all, you know, take these feelings, process them, and go back to work.
NBA, the Bucks are in Boston tonight to play the Celtics. College Hoops, Marquette hosts Wisconsin tomorrow at 12:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. 19 tonight, partly cloudy. 43 tomorrow. We'll be sunny with a high of 48 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink?
Snowman. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. We'll break down all things in the news and wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I mean, look, I am a person who believes that he is unfit for the role of FBI director, and I have concerns about how he will behave in the role. And, you know, leading the nation's premier law enforcement agency.
And so you stand by your criticism of Cash Patel?
I absolutely do.
Even if they have this letter saying you've got to retract all this, you're not going to do that?
Yeah, I'm not going to retract from telling the truth.
Yeah! I love her.
Olivia Troy, hero of democracy. I think Bob Seska just announced that segment. I'm going to steal that from him. We've been exchanging bodily fluids since 1904. Heroes of democracy! All right, Bob, I won't steal it. Olivia Troy, yay!
Yes, I love
for her. That's what modeling courage looks like. Harry Littman, come on down. He will join us on Monday. He quit his L.A. Times piece rather because of this caving and kissing the ring and sucking up to Donald Trump, right? He will, where is he? He will be on the show Monday morning. Senior L.A. Times legal columnist Harry Littman, our buddy, our pal, our legal lad, blasted his ex-employer after the billionaire owner made a series of editorial decisions favorable to Trump that included spiking the endorsement of Kamala Harris before the election. Chris, who said, gosh, it gets easier and easier. It's like the opposite of, what's that thing, connections.
I didn't get it.
It gets easier and easier, today. And he still gets it wrong.
Oh, I only missed one.
Wow. I got to the third one, but then I didn't get the last one.
Why can I not hear? That's a new problem. By the way, we say thank you to the fine Americans, Chris Lavoie and Jody Hamilton, for getting us through yesterday's show with some technical difficulties, which some of which are ongoing. That thing over there, and I can't hear Jody's microphone. Okay.
She's going out. She's on the air.
I'm on the air. Yeah, I mean, I can see the waveform.
Something with the special amp we have to have for
you. I can
you.
Hear you fine. Okay. Wouldn't be a day without something. Okay. Have I mentioned that funding progressive infrastructure might be an important thing going forward? Okay. We won't. That's just my little...
Support our sponsor.
My little hobby horse. Yeah. Cloppity, 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 clop. Okay. Who said, I have written my last op-ed for the Times. Yesterday, I resigned my position. I don't want to continue to work for a paper that is appeasing Trump and facilitating his assault on democratic rule for craven reasons. Who said that?
Simon Bar Sinister.
No, I just told you, Harry Littman,
right.
Our legal lad.
Yeah. He doesn't
whatever,
listen.
Silent Bob.
He doesn't
okay,
listen.
What's...
Should I just start signing to you?
Can't hear the words she's saying. Okay, papers have such an important role to play now, and in this country, Trump has captured the political arena, maybe the Supreme Court. He's going after now the FBI, potentially the military, really. They're one of the institutions to be able to stand up and push back, and it's in the finest tradition. Trump has made clear he will go after that, and that's an absolute five-alarm fire.
Sweet Polly Purebred.
No, that was Harry Littman. I believe yesterday, actually, on my Nicole Wallace. Who said the Times has decided to curry favor with Trump? And I just think this is not a time for balance when you have someone who's not telling the truth on the other side. And it's a deep responsibility. And instead, I think they cowered. They are worried about their personal holdings and just being threatened by Trump. And that's really a shameful capitulation, I think. So I just felt I couldn't be part of it and I had to resign. Who said that?
Mild-mannered shoeshine boy.
No, Harry Littman, one of our heroes of democracy.
That was a bad round.
Yeah, wow, that was particularly bad, especially since I set up who it was. Good morning.
I did better on connections than I did on Guess the Quote this morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, last two remaining Morning Joe viewers.
Joe and Mika were not on today.
No, they were not.
And there was no explanation.
The plot thickens. They were not there. Really? So that did not get their audience back, the whining and shouting and playing victim for 20 minutes?
I can't believe their producers let him get away with that.
They 22 minutes of shouting and screaming and playing victim. Oh, my God. Oh, David Frum, hero of democracy. He is right. He wrote the piece about, you know, and first of all, Chris, I said this to you. There is nothing more humiliating on live TV than having someone apologize for you.
Right. Right.
For something you said on your behalf, which I told you, Baby Cannon did that way. Yes. She apologized to Oliver North in front of me on my behalf. I'm like, no. I speak for myself. Right. I'm the co-host of this show, right? And that's what David Frum says. My face, my name on the chyron. Right. He makes, you know, a joke about Fox News and we're all pearl-clutchy bedwetty.
I know.
He said, if you're too drunk for Fox News, you're very drunk indeed, which was funny. Everybody laughed at the time. And so then Mika apologizes because, oh, God forbid. And so she writes a piece. He writes a piece which was dead on, right on the money about, you know, the climate of fear that obviously caused them to go kiss the ring. And Joe, what did he whine yesterday? Oh, it's not fear. It's civility.
No.
Oh, really? Do you think everybody on Fox is civil to you? Do you know what they say about MSNBC and about MSNBC, you know, anchors on Fox? Right. I'm like, oh, please. This is part of the bringing a butter knife to a right? Or
that's
a spoon to a something. Knife fight. A gunfight. Right, that's it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Did they ever make Danny Bonaducci apologize for something that you had previously said?
No, I think it was a given and that I wasn't there anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, something is going down at MSNBC, I tell you what. You know what? I'm going to take total credit for it also because you know what? Lawrence O'Donnell thanked me for saving him because remember they were going to get rid of him and we had such a step head uprising? And this time, I'm just saying, yeah, that was weird. So, and they had invited David Frum back on. Mm-hmm. NBC even put out a statement yesterday inviting him back on today. And also, I don't know whether he refused. We're going to have him on shortly, but he doesn't want to talk about this.
No,
you know.
He doesn't.
But anyway, so he I don't know whether he declined to come back on, but then no Joe and Mika today and no explanation at all. No, like,
nothing.
Yeah, were they? Because I know they were shocked at the backlash of them, you know, sticking their tongue up Trump's. Were they shocked at this? That the people did not enjoy their 22 minutes of ranting and whining and shouting?
They have often taken Fridays off, though. And I've had Jonathan Lemire and Willie Geisfeld.
But this was a big deal.
Right,
Scarborough said
it
on the air
deal.
That he invited David Frum back on this morning. And NBC put out a statement saying David Frum is invited back on tomorrow. So
just saying it's not unheard of for them to take a Friday off unannounced.
Whatever. Excuse her.
Well, I'm not excusing anybody. I'm just saying.
I'm going to take total credit as a hero of democracy. Okay, but David, interestingly, said a lot of stuff in his piece that I've been saying every day about essentially, you know, that cowardice is contagious and so is courage. Mm-hmm. Let's model courage in whatever, you know, way that we can. Look at Olivia Troy. Look at Harry Littman. You can take a stand, and that's going to empower other people. They count on fascists, count on us cowering in fear and on us all, like... And what do you think it does, as I keep saying, when the white multimillionaires are scared? That models incredible cowardice for the rest of us to go, oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, if they're scared, I guess I better shut up, you know? I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to turn this shut up cannon on myself. We've had more guesses on the take your line of bolt to the five and dime. Okay. that are all wrong. Uh-huh. Wrong, wrong, wrong. That's the only certainty right now in Trump's America. We will die never knowing who said that.
I think so. I've come to terms with that.
Yeah. Everyone swears it's Katie Sagal, but I don't know
don't
from what.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's either
Allison Janney.
Or Allison Janney. It's either one of those two women.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that certainly narrows it down. Yeah, because they've done nothing since
no
Allison
work.
Janney is in every movie and television show that has ever been made.
Hasn't Allison Janney been asked if she said that by someone we know?
Well, we told Carol Burnett to ask her when they were doing Palm whatever.
Royale.
Carol Burnett falling down on the job.
Palm whatever.
Royale. Yeah. It's coming back, right?
Yeah, they're shooting right now.
Fantastic. Oh, good. Isn't it take your host to work day someday?
No.
Take your host to the set day?
No.
All right.
That's not a thing.
Fine. Okay. Look at this. Huh. Michael and Fred tweet, U.S. shoppers spent $10.8 billion on Black Friday and then $13.3 billion online on Cyber Monday, a 10% increase over last year. It was always the hate. Thank you. This guy, by the way, I know it's going to be, you're going to need that no, don't speak thing for me many times over the next, because how hard will it be not to say I told you so?
Oh, it's going to be
just
so hard.
Every time.
No, don't speak.
Please.
Don't speak. Don't speak. No. Silence. Please. Silence. Please. Don't speak.
Boogity, 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 boogity. And we all have to deal with the maggots. I don't have any maggots in my life, so however all y'all decide to... Maybe some of them can be saved. I'm like, oh, I know. He was a bastard. Okay, let's burn his clothes together and then come back home. But I'm just saying, who is this? Moses Law 75 on TikTok?
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Okay. All right, here we go.
F-A-F-O on TikTok is the greatest thing that happened to the internet in I know 10 years. When I say I done laughed, I have laughed till I've cried. Watching these MAGA people figure out how bad they messed up in real time, it really is a thing of beauty. And I got word today that they have issued a warning that we better stop. That this FAFO thing needs to calm down and we need to stop making fun of them and laughing at them. They don't want to be laughed at. It's not funny.
What's FAFO?
F around and find out.
F around and find out, okay. Which we are getting in record time. Oh, like for instance, Trump's stated intention to block the sale of U.S. steel to the Japanese firm for $14.9 billion triggered howls of outrage, including from a number of steel workers who backed Trump for president.
Mm-hmm. FAFO.
I'm very frustrated with the news that came last night, said blah, 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 blah. I didn't expect that to come out, so that was like a gut punch.
Aww.
The leopard ate my face. Uh-huh. I don't understand. This guy participated in Trump rallies. He said Trump never stated his intention to oppose that deal.
Yes.
What? The leopard never said specifically he was going to eat my face. As president of the Leopards Eating My Face Party, I am shocked. Okay, please, more Moses.
There are consequences. You talking about the consequences we told y'all about before y'all voted like this? Because we're not laughing at the consequences, because ultimately we are going to have to suffer the consequences.
Thank you.
Of your actions. We are going to have to suffer for your uninformed and ignorant vote. So we're not laughing at the consequences. We are laughing because we told you. And you didn't listen. And now you all over the acting befuddled, bewildered, and confused.
Befuddled, bewildered,
that things
confused.
Are happening as we said they would. We are laughing at the sheer amount of people that have Googled, how can I change my vote? The fact that y'all don't know you can't change your vote is not only funny, it's sad, and...
What?
Hey, that's a good name for a right-wing radio show on Morning Zoo, right? Bewildered, befuddled, and
in the water,
confused everybody for the next 4 years. I'm like, what? He did what?
Traffic all the sevens.
Hi, I'm bewildered.
I'm befuddled.
I'm confused.
She's right. The sad part is, like, I think we have a right to, right? Do you think I'm going to be the one exercising civility and restraint? Oh, no! Oh, no! Because sure. you're going to hurt all of us. That's the problem. If you just voted and you're hurting yourself, then I feel bad for you. You're going to hurt all of us.
Exactly.
This show is not called Civility and Restraint in the Bone, everybody.
No, everybody is bone.
I really don't have words for it. And we're going to keep laughing. We're going to laugh for the next 4 years at y'all's stupidity. We're going to laugh. Because we told you. We warned you. We explained. We did everything that we were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all still did what y'all wanted to do. So, yes, we're going to laugh. Because what you don't get to do is be the villain and the victim.
Thank you.
Pick a side and be on it. You don't get to be the villain and the victim. You don't. That is not how this works. You don't get to vote Cruella DeVille in the office and then walk around asking where all the puppies went. You know where they went. You voted Cruella in. That's where they went. So we gonna laugh. Oh, we gonna laugh. We gonna have a hearty chuckle at your expense.
Oh, my God.
So
oh.
deal with it. Great day.
I love her. That's my favorite. You don't get to vote Cruella DeVille and then say where all the
puppies gone. Who let the dogs out?
We're going to rename this Schadenfreude and Snark in the morning, everybody.
Ah! Get those puppies!
It'll be 4 years of... We're not laughing at you. We're laughing really hard at you. F-A-F-O! F-A-F-O! Ah! Okay. Did you think I was going to be the one to model mature leadership? Oh, no.
Computer says no.
No. That's not what you come here for.
We're not civility and decorum in the morning.
No, everybody. Okay, you know what we are, though? Sexy liberals.
We are.
John Fugelsang, Frangela, Glenn Kirshner, all coming up on The Big Shoe. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. I'm whispering because I probably got to get my sister some stuff because everybody loves Cozy Earth gifts. I have the jammies. I can't stop. Because, you know, you get your basic black,
sure.
as a gal does. Right. Jody, you have to have your basic black.
Yeah.
Well, obviously. Yes.
It's
and
slim.
Then I went into my, you know, Steel Magnolias period and I got blush color. This bashful little pink color. And then they came out with olive green. So I had to get that.
Oh. So you could be an army man.
Yes, I played army man. I played bayonet man in bed.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, what?
That's kind of sexy.
Just with myself.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, well. That's what I call my vibrator. What? Hey, Jody, my point is I'm in my cozier sheet, so I'm already feeling sexy. I have a duvet cover. I have the comforter. Everybody loves Cozy Earth. So luxurious. So temperature regulating. Breathable. Made from viscose from bamboo. Incredibly soft, stylish. Everything they make. Right now, order for expedited shipping by December 20th. Wrap your loved ones in luxury. Head to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need SimpliSafe now, and right now you can save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with SimpliSafe Active Guard outdoor protection, monitoring agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day, it's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like SimpliSafe.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100
100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Whoa! Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It slices, it dices, with razor-like edges that never need sharpening. It's not a blender, it's not a set of steak knives, it's Car Windshield. And now, it can be yours. Here's how. Next time you're in a car and the driver's driving recklessly, simply say nothing. That's right. Let them change CDs. Let them text other phones. Ignore that little voice in your head that's trying to warn you. And you too can experience Car Windshield. Passengers who have tried Car Windshield agree. It's a smash. Car Windshield may not be for everyone, as it can lead to severe side effects and even death. Please consult your physician after you've experienced Car Windshield. Passengers who wish to avoid Car Windshield can do so by following simple steps, like trusting their instincts, speaking up, and telling their friends to slow down.
In the real world, there is no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There's only you. Speak up.
Act now. Paramedics are standing by.
This has been a message from the Ad Council. For more information, go to youarethespokesperson.com.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Glenn Kirshner coming up, bottom of the hour. Oh, golly. A Tennessee state senator was arrested for driving under the influence, and video of his alleged arrest was caught on camera. Police located his vehicle following reports of a hit and run. His pants appear to be wet. Struggled to put one foot in front of the other and keep steady during the field sobriety test. And he has just been nominated for Secretary of Defense. And I think that is a step up. That was a little joke.
It was a little joke. We'll have to apologize for Stephanie in the next hour.
He would only confirm an unfortunate incident had occurred.
Very unfortunate.
What is Pete Hex? Does Pete Hex says mommy come defend him anywhere yet? Oh, these are new reports. Are these new reports?
Yeah.
New reports. Reveal Pete Hex has alleged boozing in front of Fox News colleagues. They've been anonymously blowing the whistle on his alcohol-fueled and work-related parties and events at a 2016 Fox and Friends Christmas party. Huh. That's kind of a contradiction in terms.
Yeah.
Fox and Friends party. He caused a disturbance that led to an internal investigation by the Human Resources Department.
Wow.
A year later, at the wedding of a Fox News producer, he became so intoxicated he struggled to stand upright in the men's bathroom. Oh. Friends had to arrange a ride home to make sure he made it to the studio in the morning. I'm just saying, there is a distinction in showing up drunk to your morning show.
Right.
That starts at 6 a.m. That takes some doing. Okay. Jenny in Baltimore. Hello, Jen.
Hey, Stephanie, listen, you know, Pete is his promise that he won't drink if we make him Secretary of Defense.
Yes, if you make me Secretary of Defense, I will stop drinking. That inspires confidence in me.
Uh-huh.
That says I am not a drunk.
Listen, I just wanted to mention here that along with all the pardons that Joe is considering, and he definitely should, at least offer the pardon, we need him to publish, tell the archivist to publish the Equal Rights Amendment, which has already been ratified by 38 states.
It has been.
Yeah.
If we can get that published, we might be able to save women's lives.
Mm-hmm. What? Oh, that's not important.
Glenn Kirshner next.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito.
In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step. But you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I think it's a very clear sign of what's to come should he become the director of the FBI and how he's going to conduct himself. I mean, we should take him at his word. These are things that he has threatened in the past. And I think by doing what he did, by sending that letter to me, it was an attempt to bully me, silence me, intimidate me. But it's also a signal to others, right, as he goes into the confirmation process of trying to silence others in terms of telling the truth about his background. I mean, look, I am a person who believes that he is unfit for the role of FBI director, and I have concerns about how he will behave in the role in, you know, leading the nation's premier law enforcement agency.
Olivia Torrey, one of our...
Here. Okay, hang on. I got it. Oh, the batteries are out. All right.
One of our heroes of democracy.
Really? I'm out of batteries? Okay, fine.
What kind of batteries do you need?
I don't know. I'll find out.
Chris, who said, I don't want to continue to work for a paper that is appeasing Trump and facilitating his assault on democratic rule for craven reasons? Who said that?
Penelope Pitstop.
No! Harry Littman, our legal lab, one of our heroes of democracy, who just resigned the LA Times. Oh, look, here's another one. Thank God.
Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Kirshner!
Glenn Kirshner!
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner!
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Pearson blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now and I feel okay.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Glenn Kirshner.
Good morning, Steph.
So, by the way, we've been talking about this, just modeling courage and how important that is. And we were mentioning Harry Littman, Olivia Troy, you know, some stuff going on at MSNBC, obviously, with Joe and Mika and all of that. But I am so with David Frum when he says, you know, essentially courage is contagious and so is cowardice. And it's more important than ever. Now, what's the old saying, right? We hang together or we'll hang separately, right?
Yeah, don't obey in advance. You know, we're going to keep fighting and fighting and fighting. And here's the thing, Steph, we're going to win because Donald Trump is going to overplay his hand.
Yeah.
Look at the Republican infighting. Look at the way the Senate Republicans, no model in courage there. They are diluting Donald Trump's strength and power and influence by the day by rejecting, and it looks like soon to reject some more of his nominees. This is a really good thing. It tells me that maybe the Senate Republicans now comfortably, you know, entrenched in Congress, having been reelected, are not going to just give over all their power to an aspiring dictator. We're going to keep fighting with everything we've got.
By the way, speaking of, I know, again, profiles and cowardice, Lindsey Graham pulled a flip-flop in near-record time, dismissing a litany of misconduct allegations against Pete Hegseth that just a day earlier he had called very disturbing.
Yep.
So then he goes on Hannity and said, I've heard everything about all these people. None of it counts. No rumors, no innuendo. If you're not willing to raise your hand under oath and make the accusation, it doesn't count. Right. So, and you know why? Obviously, like, he would go all, what would his Lady Macbeth Kavanaugh appearance on any poor woman, right, that would come before them. And first of all, he made her sign an NDA. So this is ridiculous, right?
Yeah. I mean, he paid off his victim, it looks like, to keep quiet. But I have a feeling she will somehow have to testify. You know, Pete Hegseth, who for God's sake says women can't serve in combat, but sends his mom to Congress to fight his battles for him. That's not an original thought by me. But come on now, sport. I mean, there's no way this guy can be in charge of the U.S. military. That does such a disservice to the men and women of the armed forces that it really is. It's an embarrassment.
So the lawyer for Pete Hegseth told CNN's Caitlin Collins the woman accused who accused him of Rick is no longer bound by a confidentiality agreement. Tim Parlatore said, Caitlin said, you said you believed it's extortion, but of course, as you know, extortion is also a crime. So if you felt it was extortion, why not go to the police at the time? And then he said the equivalent of, then he said, if he's not confirmed as Secretary of Defense, we may still bring a civil extortion claim against her. So what the hair that he's splitting, Glenn, is he said this is a confidential agreement that had confidentiality on both sides. That agreement has since been breached by her. So as a result, I sent notice to her attorney that agreement is no longer in force.
Well, first of all, we all know why so many rapes go unreported, because you know what they're going to do to her if she did come forward. But what is your take on that? I don't even know if he's telling the truth, what the difference between an NDA and a confidentiality agreement.
He still can't.
Yeah, who knows? And, these people are going to say anything they can to try to, support a guy like Hegseth. The same thing went on with Matt Gaetz when he went through that. I don't know if it was a legitimate announced nomination or not, but Matt Gaetz apparently is going to be AG, so he instantly has to resign from Congress. Well, wait a minute. Marco Rubio is allegedly going to be Secretary of State. He didn't instantly resign. Or how about Elise Stefanik? She didn't instantly resign when Trump announced she was going to get some position. So what was it? It was a game that Matt Gaetz appears to have played to try to prevent the ethics report from being disclosed. All of this is all gamesmanship by these.
Yeah, and House Republicans just blocked the release of the Matt Gaetz Estes report. Don Baer just tweeted this that looked into criminal allegations about sex with a minor. And first of all, that's our report, as we said, right? The taxpayers paid for that. And he certainly is not going to leave public. He's probably going to run for governor of Florida, right?
So why should the voters, why should his constituents know anything about his misconduct that was investigated and resulted in a report being authored by the House Ethics Committee? I mean, maybe he considers himself a Supreme Court justice, so the ethics don't apply to him either. I don't know.
Yeah. So you had said, I know Trump thinks he can flood the zone with unqualified hacks like Hegseth, Patel, Gabbard, and others, but consider he wanted Rick Scott to be Senate Minority Leader. Republican senator said nope. He wanted Gaetz as AG. Senator said nope. It seems like a pattern emerging. That's part of this don't obey in advance. Things are not inevitable. He's not the great and powerful Oz. This is a clown show, and he's not even in yet. Right?
Yes, Steph. It's a little bit of a team of rivals, or the old saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, because the Senate, said no to Rick Scott as Senate Majority Leader, said no to Matt Gaetz as AG. It looks like they may be preparing to say no to Hegseth. And, there was a lesser covered defeat, Donald Trump defeat. The head of the DEA, the person he nominated or said he would nominate to be head of the DEA a few days later, there was some Republicans who were making some noises about he wasn't MAGA enough, and he withdrew. And then Donald Trump played catch up and said, he didn't withdraw. I got rid of him. Well, no, look at the timing.
Oh, my God.
He didn't get rid of him. So look, it's defeat after defeat after defeat.
Yeah.
And what that is doing is it is weakening Donald Trump before he's even sworn in.
Let's just let them eat themselves. It's a big bag of rats already, right? MAGA is mad at, Ron DeSantis. They don't want him for his defense secretary because he was against Trump. They're mad at Joni Ernst because she didn't come out in support of Pete Hegseth. They don't want her. I mean, what a S show already.
The infighting will be glorious.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about the pardon list. Biden, this is reporting, blanket precautionary pardons are being considered for some of Trump's political foes. I am for this. I'm interested what your take is. I mean, when you have someone that could be FBI director who has specifically named these people, as has Donald Trump, right? I mean, he has literally said Adam Schiff's a sleazebag and a traitor, should be prosecuted for the damage he's done to our country. Trump reposted a photo of Anthony Fauci along with Biden, Harris, and Pelosi all wearing orange jumpsuits that read how to actually fix the system. Liz Cheney, he said she should go to jail along with the rest of the unselect committee.
Yeah.
Interestingly, our friend Adam Schiff, who you just did Sexy Liberal with, said, I would urge the president not to do that. I think it would seem defensive and unnecessary. I have to say I disagree with him, given, Trump's track record and the lunatics that he's going to appoint. I guess part of the problem is that's admitting guilt, I guess, if you take a pardon. And I understand people going, what the F? Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything. Right.
Yeah, there's so much to unravel here, Stefan. First of all, full disclosure, as a former career prosecutor, I'm kind of allergic to pardons because I think people should be held accountable for the crimes they actually committed. Mm-hmm. I think you have victims of those crimes. You have investigators and prosecutors and grand juries and trial juries and judges, the court system, all of which tries to dispense justice and hold folk accountable. And pardons just wipe all that away. Right. So I have mixed feelings about the Hunter Biden pardon. Because I think he was unfairly singled out for harsher treatment because of his last name. So that kind of feeds into one of the most traditional and acceptable reasons for a pardon, to deliver mercy and to right a wrong. Not that he didn't commit the crimes. He pleaded guilty to the tax crimes, and a jury convicted him of the relatively minor firearm.
That literally no one goes to prison
for. But he was treated unfairly. He was treated more severely than he would have been if his last name wasn't Biden. And I don't like to go to the whataboutism, but I think I have to, because Donald Trump, for gosh sakes, pardoned his friends, his criminal associates, people who could have provided incriminating information against him, like Roger Stone. He pardoned him, and he pardoned his son-in-law's father and made him ambassador to France. I mean, there is no parity between Joe Biden pardoning his son for being treated unduly harshly, and when the Republicans have signaled, we're going to keep hounding Hunter Biden unfairly until the day he dies, why wouldn't you want to provide some protection for somebody like that?
Yeah, we're not in any, as you know, Glenn, we've talked about a million times, we're not in any normal time here. You know, I was with Jim Clyburn. He said, yes, he's for the pardons. He said, Jack Smith's name's on my list, Liz Cheney. I think they should all be preemptively pardoned, because I think there are people who Trump may bring into government who will go after these people in a serious way, and there is no need to subject them to that. I mean, it's just, I know what you're saying. We're just not in normal times, you know. I was surprised that, I know Adam Schiff and Gavin Newsom expressed, you know, concern about the Hunter Biden pardon. And I just vociferously disagree. It's a good we have all these disagreements after we did Sexy Liberal LA.
Yeah.
Also didn't agree with him on Joe Biden getting out. But, you know, isn't it interesting, too, all this, like, post-election aftermath, Glenn? It's like, who the hell knows anymore? Like, everybody was right and everybody was wrong, I guess. You know, I mean, some people, the people that blame Biden for not getting out soon enough because he had a, you know, 40% approval rating, was 80 years old, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's people that, you know, say he got out too late. You know, I mean, it's just could have, should have. I mean, I think who you can't blame is Kamala Harris. You know, she did an amazing job in 100 days. So, but, you know.
Right. But I think we have to do an autopsy or an after action report anytime we haven't succeeded, because we want to learn from those mistakes on a far smaller scale. You know, when I was chief of homicide at the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office, after all of our homicide trials, win, lose, or draw, we would sit down and do a little autopsy and say, okay, what did we do well? What could we have improved on? How can we learn from this experience? We have to do that. We have to adjust. We have to learn. And you know what? I'm already looking forward to the midterms. Are we exhausted? Yes. Are we going to take some time to sort of re-energize over the holidays? Yes. But I'm already looking forward to the midterm.
Well, no, exactly. And that's the other thing. None of us, we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know what would have happened if Joe Biden would have stayed in. People were right that, I think Lawrence O'Donnell was right, it was too late to get out, because that was not fair to, you know, to Kamala Harris. But it is what it is now, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda. So speaking of rewriting history, former Trump campaign lawyer Ken Chesborough, who pled guilty to a conspiracy charge in Georgia election meddling case, is trying to invalidate the plea. Can you... do that, Glenn?
Yeah, good question. You can withdraw. You can file a motion with a judge to withdraw your guilty plea. And the time that you are most likely to succeed is the time between the day you pleaded guilty, but before you've been sentenced. After you've been sentenced, it's not impossible, but it's extraordinarily difficult to have your guilty plea revoked and thrown out by the judge. So listen, this is a nakedly political play, it looks like, by Chesborough, and I don't think he will be successful, because there is an interest in finality. When you accept responsibility for your crimes and you take an oath, you swear an oath in court the day you plead guilty, and you swear that you are guilty and you're pleading guilty because you're guilty and for no other reason, courts rarely will undo that for reasons down the road, and circumstances have changed.
That's the Emily Latella rule. You can't just say, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old joke. Yeah. Okay, and last one. Let's end on Sliver of Hope news.
Trump isn't entirely out of the woods with January 6th court cases, according to legal experts. While criminal cases against him are being shut down, civil cases can go forward. Your friend Norm Eisen, one of the people who wrote this, saying Trump is the defendant in several civil cases alleging wrongdoing for trying to deprive citizens of their votes and for the Capitol riot. Obviously, your friend Eric Swalwell and some, is it Harry Dunn, another Capitol police officer, I believe. Those cases could be the only real way of establishing an authoritative record of the events on and around January 6th, they write. What's your take on that?
Yeah, those civil suits will go forward. I'm sure Donald Trump will try to use the DOJ to intervene and shut them down. I don't think he'll be successful. So whereas the criminal cases, at a minimum, will be on hold, because Jack Smith, remember, asked Judge Shutkin to dismiss the criminal cases without prejudice, meaning they can be rebrought in the future. I'm not saying the odds are high that they will be, but legally they can be, but the civil suit should continue.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what my fear is. That's what Cash Patel and all that's about, is rewriting history. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to prosecute the people that helped Joe Biden cheat in 2020. I mean, when Donald Trump is done, the history books will say Trump won in 2020, right, if he has his way.
Right.
Depending on who writes the history books. Let's hope it's historians and not propagandists.
Yeah. That's an old-fashioned idea, historians writing history. You old-timer. All right.
That's adorable.
So cute. I love you, Glenn Kirshner. See you next week.
Love you, Steph.
All right.
See you guys.
Bye. Here you go. All right. 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by our new friends at Native Path. Okay, you know how your 8th grade science fair? Like, you do experiments. You know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
There's control experiments. How many times have I told you I've had insomnia all my life? Right. Nothing ever works.
Right.
Ever. I'm sleeping like a person. I don't know, but I'm just telling you this native, and the only thing that's different that I'm doing is Native Path collagen.
Okay.
It is amazing stuff. I put it in my coffee in the morning, and then there's also the collagen PM you can put in your, whatever you want at night, water or whatever you take to bed with you. And I'm telling you, if you want to move easily, independently, without pain or stiffness, Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. Those are the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Type 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. I love it. I'm taking Antarctic krill oil from Native Path.
Wow.
That is the best kind of fish oil to take. I don't know what the difference is, but I'm feeling and sleeping better than ever. Right now, get nativepath.com/Stephanie and start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
What is this? What's going on?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wait, shop Cozy Earth now before their most loved gifts sell out this holiday season. One of my favorite Christmas memories is curling up by the tree, the glow of the lights filling the room, and feeling completely at peace. Cozy Earth helps you recreate that magic by transforming your home into a sanctuary, a haven of calm amidst life's chaos. Their bamboo sheet set is the ultimate in luxury, designed to be incredibly breathable. It keeps you several degrees cooler for a night of uninterrupted rest. With a durable weave guaranteed to last 10 years, it's a thoughtful gift everyone will love and use every day. And for those slow, cozy holiday mornings, Cozy Earth's long sleeve bamboo pajama set are a must have. Luxuriously soft and stylish, they are perfect for lounging in total comfort while making lasting memories with loved ones. You want your Cozy Earth gifts by Christmas, or order by December 13th for free shipping. Expedited shipping available until December 20th. Wrap the ones you love in luxury. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That is CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
You know I love Double Match Day. It's like a double Dutch bus full of matches.
Oh, yeah.
At Free Speech TV to keep us on the... There's been so many articles written in the wake of this election on the need for progressive infrastructure and supporting places like this here, Free Speech TV. Double Match Day, that means it's the very last day of the pledge drive. Double Match frontline funders have upped their support. We'll be doubling all your anything you give today. You were smart to wait till today. Yep. I know you're a procrastinator, but thank you. Freespeech.org/donate or call 877-378-8669.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by...
Are you okay?
Yeah, my headphones aren't in. This portion brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
Listen, I know how you're feeling, right? A little down, a little depressed, a little this, a little that, a little something. I understand. You can make a difference. Start with your phone company. Credo is America's only progressive phone company. You get the largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and... You get a company that aligns with your values.
Yep.
They've given over $95 million over the years to all of these places that are going to need our help more than ever. March for Our Lives, Planned Parenthood, on and on. You name it. Right now, the winning does not stop there. Stephanie Miller
the
listeners.
Deuce, you say.
Yes, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. That is credomobile.com. 56 minutes after the hour, Mike Karen in Chicago. Hello, darling.
Good. Hello, my love. How are you?
Hello. Good.
I have to say this. You know, you talk about the progressive voices that we need. WCPT, Heartland Signal, is one of the most important lineup of voices out there for progressive ideals. And, of course, you know, Richard Chu comes on before you guys.
Right. Yep. Love him.
Yeah, but, you know, absolutely.
Why does he not name his show Chew on That? I would like that better.
Chew on This.
Choose News.
Choose News. Yes.
Choose News. That's what it's called. Yeah, it's called Choose Views. But I'm just saying. I would prefer Chew on That. But, all right, go ahead.
Chew on That. But, you know, and it is so important. And we do need to, for anybody out there that they're talking to friends and relatives who are just completely freaked out and in despair, tell everybody about these progressive resources. When I first found you, it was I actively went looking because I needed to have some more information so that I could win those, yes. You know, as Tom Hart.
And now we have an army of liberal helpers. Yes. Tell Richard also yes. I'd like Chewbacca to be. Maybe we can get Mark Hamill to do, do his intro, right?
Wow. Okay, I will. I go in Chewbacca, studio every other week with him.
Okay.
So, this is what we need. And, you know, because I was at a holiday party last night, and one of my colleagues was talking about Thanksgiving with her daughter, who is a MAGA voter, and the son-in-law. And the son-in-law, she literally brought a children's book about the suffragette movement.
Oh, dear. Sorry. Heartbreak.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome civic media sports guru Mike Clemens, Lisa O'Hearn from the Sister Bay Historical Society, and it's a bar band Friday night. So Terry Barr joins the show with great music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.